This wonderful life of faith, and the Bible tells us exactly how it works. It says in Galatians 5:6, that faith worketh by love. And we have been reading, and I make mention of it again because I found out repetition is so necessary. Because you think somebody had heard it, and you ask them, "They, what you talking about?" They hadn't heard you at all. They don't remember. They hadn't heard it. So I noticed Jesus did a lot of repetition in his teaching. And faith said, so that's how faith comes. It comes by what? Hearing the word of God. And so Jesus said, "He that believeth on me, the works I do, shall he do. Also, in greater works than these shall he do." So I want to talk about faith of the heart and how these people heard the word, applied it, and what happened to their life. Listen to this. It says, faith is of the heart. Faith is the other word, if I can explain it to us. Faith, hearing, remembering the word of God in our mind, our head, or brain, whatever, our soulless man, mind, will, and emotion. If we remember that, then quote it, what Jesus said will never work. But if you remember and receive it in your heart, and then once it enter your heart and you speak it out by faith, it'll work every time. That if your love life is in order, if you out of love, you won't conduct yourself right in your love walk, it'll just nullify everything. It'll just be like saying Polly won't crack. It won't work. But listen to these words. Faith is of the heart. In other words, if you want faith to be real in your life, put the word of God in. Hallelujah. Because that's the only thing that will produce faith in your heart, is the word. That's the only thing that will produce faith in your heart, is the word. The word spoken out of your heart will be your faith talking. And God's word never return to him void, but always accomplish that which pleases him. God's word is God himself. God's word will manifest in flesh. And to make it just real, real, real simple and real, God's word is Jesus. So if you want to know what God will do, if you want to know what God is like, if you want to know what God will say to you, just read what Jesus said and did. God's word is Jesus, manifest in flesh. Remember what he said? In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. All right. He said, his word never returned to him void, but accomplished that which he pleased, that pleases him. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto he sent it. Psalm 107 says, in verse 20 says, he sent his word and healed them. Did Jesus heal? So, when his word got to us, did it change? Or is it still the same? According to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, it is, isn't it? Amen. Where's my sound, people? I guess I lost it. my scripture people. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8 says what? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, when? Today, and how long? Forever. This life of faith is the most beautiful life one can live. Challenging, yes, your flesh will challenge you, your mind will challenge you, and especially the devil and what he produces will challenge you. But I love what Jesus said. Be of good cheer. I have what? Overcome the world. That means the world, the flesh, and the devil. All of those adversaries of yours, all those enemies of yours, he said, I have overcome them. Amen. So, did Jesus heal? Absolutely. He sent his word and healed them. Huh? So that what he has done and is doing, and he never stopped where faith is exercised. What he done, what he's doing. In other words, somebody say he did that when he walked the earth. If he did it when he walked the earth in flesh, his word can't change in no dispensation. You hear what I'm saying? His word can't change. God's word have always been God's word. So, if he healed then, I will ask you a question. Did Jesus heal everybody? Yes or no? Huh? That's right. He didn't heal everybody. He sure didn't. If you read the fifth chapter of John, there was a bunch of folks, and only that man that had been lame and put at the pool and couldn't get in the water. That was the only person he healed. He left the rest of them there. You know why? They didn't respond in faith. So, every time faith is exercised, God will respond. God's word will work. There are some things that hinder your faith and stop your faith from being active. The first one is, I mentioned it earlier, if you're not walking in love, your faith won't work. It won't work. Amen. If you got doubt, unbelief, strife, your faith won't work. Amen. Since I'm here, can I just talk to y'all just a little bit? Because we are growing people. I've learned this, and this is why the Lord wants us to learn this beautiful life of faith. And there was sometimes I didn't know what I know now. And I'm so grateful to have learned some things now because there was some time I prayed for some people and it didn't work. And I said, well, I'm thinking, what happened? Okay. You notice even ministering to people, because there's different ways to get healed and different ways to minister to people. But I don't want to talk about this one. For your own benefit. When there's a baby Christian, there's a person who a new believer or a person who never been ministered before or never heard anything about healing, I could get them healed real easy the first time. But the second time is a little harder. Third time, I may not even be able to get them here. And I didn't know why this happened until I started studying and reading